they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the.
It's tizzy time, and today I'm outside with it. I'm doing a podcast right in my front yard, watching the people walk by. Migos is out here with me. Right, Migos? Migos was out here with me, but he's not really paying me too much mind. Yeah, what's up, guys? So I know I said I was going to be more consistent. Here's your consistency. Here you go. Don't ask me for nothing else. But yeah, I hope the ambiance really sets the mood. It does look kind of cloudy. I rolled up. I'm about to light the spliff, too. And, you know, it's just going to be a nice vibe out session where we're just letting, you know, the outside interchange with us and become one. And yeah, that's what it's about. I hope it's loud enough too, because I don't want to make it too loud and then it comes back super loud in recording. But then again, I also don't want it to be loud because I don't want the cars and me screaming about bugs being too in my face to be a whole to do. Migos, do you want to say anything to the podcast? What you got to say? Hold on. He jumped down as soon as I gave him the mic. Migos is not a fan. But yeah. Today, before we get into the main topic, which is selflessness, being selfless, I'm going to talk about a couple trends that's going on, a couple current events, how life is going. And yeah. So last time I recorded a podcast, I was in where I was. I told y'all, NDA. But now I'm back in my hometown, which people know is New York. And I'm visiting some family, hence why I said, Migos, come say something. And I'm just taking this time to be my most creative. Not saying that where I was or, you know, where I live now is stopping me from being creative, but I mean as far as like being able to work on my dreams and do what I have to do for Tizzy Talks and for the Shantizzy podcast and why to be so aggressive, like, anyway, what I have to do for Migos. I should have kept him inside because he over there sniffing and I had put a little blip over there and I hope he's not sniffing it up. Anyway, but yeah, like I said, just stuff I had to do for me and for my career and, you know, also any freelance work I'm doing between any other clients. I'm actually about to go to PA tomorrow afternoon because amazing soul I met while I was working in Atlanta at my last company that I wind up quitting. I was able to go forward and meet this iconic woman, not only by the way she walks, but by every stride in her step. And she has a very big statue unveiling on Wednesday as the first woman combat statue. And if you guys don't know who I'm talking about, I definitely invite you guys to check up on her. Her name is Freedia the Cheetah Gibbs. And she is also the first Black woman lightweight champion. She also is ISKA certified. She's jujitsu certified, kickboxing certified, karate certified. Like, this woman is a force, and she knows how to handle a ball. Like, she plays basketball. So for one, this lady is freaking amazing, and two, she has that ability to go forward and speak confidence with every word she exudes or protrudes. So going there to support an icon like myself, but even more iconic, I must say. And yeah, we're going to just basically be celebrating her and celebrating her journey and, you know, expanding on her story. And like I said, if you guys haven't heard about her, I would definitely suggest you guys go either to her Goldcast, where she talks about, you know, her survival instincts and her survivorship, or even just type in a simple Google search, Freedia, F-R-E-D-I-A, the Cheetah Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S. And she's an icon living. And I think you guys will really grow to love her as much as I did. She's iconic. I mean, I call her Auntie Freedia because, you know how you have like Uncle Snoop, just one of those older vessels. And I say vessels because I feel like God speaks to her entirely, but older vessels who can come through and basically tell you what life is about and what that looks like. So really excited to be seeing Miss Freedia again, but also working with her in the future for any marketing or any strides she may be taking to go forward and increase her brand awareness. So that's what I'm going to do. And yeah, I'm excited about it. And I also was able to go forward and aid my friend and getting a opportunity to do some makeup. And I think that's amazing. I'm excited to go forth and celebrate her. So that's also very fun. And I realize I need to put this mic closer to my mouth because it's picking up every other ambiance and my voice sounds like volume 3. I also should have did this with my new mic. So guys, I'm really excited because like I said, Tizzy Talks premieres Saturday, first episode. But I'm really excited because I finally got the equipment I needed. These mics, y'all, pick up everything. Like literally, if you breathe too heavy, it's picking it up. And I'm really excited because that allows me to go forward and start interviewing people like I want to do. And yeah, it's really exciting. My first main interview, which I'm super excited about, is of course going to be Miss Freedia, and I think it's going to be really fun because we not only are we going to be able to detail what her survivorship is like and who Freedia the Cheetah Gibbs is, but we also have that availability. The cars are throwing me off, guys. I'm gonna be honest. We also have that ability to go forward and also learn more about her personality, her strides, her advocacy, what she's doing in her community. And I feel like you guys are gonna be super excited and super, super intrigued at what Miss Freedia can do and who she is more than just on a surface level. So that's what I'm excited about. We said we were talking about current events. So I have my phone here and please forgive me. I'm not the strongest on what I can go forward and do. So that's really fun. I'm sorry, y'all. My mom is texting me. She's on vacation. I'm like, how are you texting me? So she said she bought the Wi-Fi. And I knew she did. But she left her job phone here. She's so slick. She was like, I'm not taking any work calls. But she's like, I'm going to buy Wi-Fi for my personal phone. She's so funny. But yeah. And I hope she's enjoying herself. My mom deserves it all, y'all, to be honest. Both parents do, but I'm saying my mom because she works very hard, and I feel like I get my drive and my my business mindset and business acumen from her, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm sorry, that kind of threw me off, but like I said, I'm going through my phone looking for trends. Speaking of which, I also wanted to mention this before I jump right into trends. I'm trying something new with my podcast where I go forward and basically kind of do like an after dark version where I can have guests come on and we can talk about whatever. You can be as raunchy as you want. You can say whatever you want. You don't really have to be too politically correct. And it's just a platform to be, you know, explicit after dark and not have to worry about censorship or certain rules. Because as much as people like to go forward and think that podcasting is just buying a mic and speaking, there are a lot of broadcast rules and a lot of FCC requirements to go forward and just spew what you want to spew. Like, imagine I got on a platform and was just saying a bunch of hateful rhetoric. FCC wouldn't be too pleased, especially since I go forward and market my podcast to all. So just being able to go forward and, damn, that car is loud, but just to be able to go forward and do what I need to do as far as that and, you know, expand more guests and also kind of pivot on what else I want to do. I think that can be fun. Yeah, so I feel like my first episode of Shantizzy, the Shantizzy Podcast After Dark, I think I'm going to post that tomorrow because I don't know why Tuesday nights just give me something about being most censored but also being most raunchy. I don't know, I feel like ever since they made Taco Tuesday a thing, Tuesday has become its own little secret, quiet, sexy day. I don't know. But yeah, so that's fun. And yeah, I'm really excited to hear, I'm really excited for you guys to hear what I spoke about with this guest on Tizzy After Dark. Tizzy, I was going to say Tizzy Talks After Dark, but that would be a good idea too. But the Shan Tizzy Podcast After Dark. And in this podcast, I'm excited because we were talking about signs, we were rating the signs, we were talking about gifts and goals and what that looks like, not only for a young woman, but for a young black woman in this climate. And what does that mean for Aries, especially Aries like myself and the guests I had on who are very pressured people, meaning that we don't need anybody to put fire to us. We already kind of give ourselves that pressure. So I thought that was pretty awesome that I have that guest, and I think you guys are going to like it. I don't think you guys are really going to like the ratings, but like I said, it's after dark. So I mean, like, we're just saying whatever the hell we want, and you're either going to accept it or you're not. So that's pretty exciting. What else? Yeah, so if you want to be a guest on Shanti's podcast After Dark, which I think is going to be anywhere between 15 and 20 minutes. I don't want it to be longer than that. I don't want a whole platform where it transitions into now it's everything Shantizzy After Dark or Shantizzy Podcast After Dark. I just want it to be a sidebar or kind of like a subtitle to what I do. Yeah, that's a good description, a subtitle to my heading. And I think that's perfect. Yeah, so let's jump into the trends. I talked a little bit about, you know, first episode of Tizzy Talks, which I'm excited about. And I hope you guys like my first guest who I'm interviewing. But also, I hope you guys are excited about the Shan Tizzy Podcast After Dark, because it's going to be one for the books. And I feel like this podcast is going to stir up some controversy, but in the same breath, have people really engage, because now people are going to feel like they can say whatever they want. So that's fun. That's interesting. Yeah, so getting into it, first I want to shout out, before I get into it, I definitely want to shout out a platform on Instagram. It's called at Daily Views, DailyViewsNY. Two of my friends started the platform to not only garner exposure for upcoming artists in the New York scene, but also to include that brand awareness should they not be doing that marketing trait on their own. So I just want to shout out Daily Views New York really quick and just, you know, just applaud what they've been doing. And I think it's really awesome. So if you're an up and coming artist, if you are doing music, whether it's hip hop, whether it's R&B, whether it's alternative, whether it's freestyling or whether it's something you're reading off your phone or it's coming right off the dome, I would definitely suggest you guys go forward and do, contact them. Go forward and contact them to do what's necessary. And I hate people because you did not have to make a U-turn. You could have just kept going. Now I have to have that in my sound. But I did say I was recording outside. And I just also think I got bit by a mosquito. So that's not fun. That's why I also hate outside. Like, it's 60 degrees in New York. Why is there mosquitoes outside? 72. When do mosquitoes usually die? What weather? But yeah. What else was I thinking? Oh yeah, Daily Views. They have that platform. And like I said, if you do music, I definitely think you would be interested in going forward and doing a freestyle or hitting them up to see what that would look like. And shout outs to them for creating a platform that, you know, you have New York on the map, one, but also allowing those in the New York underground rap scene to go forward and again protrude that brand awareness. So I think that's super awesome. I think that's great. Moving on, trends. What trends are? Oh, well, one, Taylor, I don't know her name, her last name, but everybody was talking about her yesterday, the girl who went forward and won Celebrity Big Brother, which I thought was pretty awesome. She was the first African-American woman to win. You know, the racists are mad, y'all. That's all I'm gonna say. The racist bleach demons are upset. I mean, Black Mermaid, Black Little Mermaid, Black Ariel, first Black African-American woman to win Big Brother. I heard Tinkerbell. I heard, what's her name? From Blackish. Yara Saahidi. I heard she just got casted as Tinkerbell. Y'all are about to be upset. And her is supposed to be playing Belle in a new Beauty and the Beast remake, excuse me, coming out in November. So a lot of people are about to be upset, and just know, like, as we've been doing, but black women are the standard, you know? So I just think that's amazing. I mean, besides being the highest graduating demographic in America, we're just out here just slaying that black girl magic all over the place, and they hate to see it. They just hate it. How? Why her? I know it hurts, but you have to realize the work ethic and the achievements we try to reach, that it doesn't look that way to us. What it looks like is a Monday. To y'all, it look like a weekend, because I'm not going to keep going in or on about why, but y'all know why. But yeah, moving along, it's mad side conversations, y'all. I don't know why I decided to come outside, but I'm experimenting. I'm experimenting, so A for effort. Because, I mean, last podcast I did in the car, so I was like, you know what, let's do some outside ambience. And I don't know where Migos went. Migos. Oh, come here. You scaring me. You know, this neighborhood is raunchy. Nah, but I thought I lost the doggy, y'all. Hi, Migos. But yeah. So, like, as I was saying, new and noteworthy trends. What's trending, Migos? Well, what's trending in Migos' book is that Migos' allergy season is coming up, right? So Migos likes to be outside a lot, getting fresh, filtered air, right? But anyway, all right, Migos, let me go back to recording. Thank you. Anyways, like I was saying, what is trending right now is, I'm trying to see what's trending. I really am, you guys. Like, I'm watching Kim Kardashian hobble upstairs right now. But let's go on Twitter and see what's trending. And that's just outside ambience, y'all. Outside. We love New York. Just loud all the time. Let me go to trending. So what's trending right now is, like I said, the woman who won Celebrity Big Brother. Her name is Taylor Rohr. I'm totally butchering her name. So let me get it right. Let's see. Dang. And I've been going on 20 minutes just Taylor Hale. Her name is Taylor Hale. She was the first black woman to win a regular season of Big Brother in 23 years. I thought that was pretty awesome. What's trending right now is Nick Cannon. When is it Nick Cannon trending? When is Nick Cannon not trending? Yeah. But I've heard the reason he's trending is because his 5th, 6th, 85th, 95th, 50 Lemon baby mother, basically, or child's mother, let's not use the term baby mother, child's mother, basically said that she hasn't slept in 3 days and she needs a night nurse. So somebody basically DM'd her like, well, why don't you reach out to Nick to get it? And she was like, well, Nick is not my sugar daddy. Nick is my baby's father. And it's like, exactly, girl. Tell him to buy you a night nurse. Nick Cannon is a multimillionaire. He can't get you a night nurse 3 times out the week to help you with your baby. You're a new mom, love. And a first-time mom at that. It should be nothing for your quote-unquote child's father to support you. And if that is a sugar daddy title who you feel should support you, baby, you should. And that's another thing, too. Like, we as women have to start shaming women who are dumb. Like, girl, you sat there and laid on your back to reproduce with him, not us. That's not our fault. Stop sharing to social media what you think is forewarning. We already knew, and you should already knew, because you wasn't first, you wasn't second, you wasn't even third, my love. You was about 6 or 7. So you should have been knew. You should have been knew what that looked like. And yeah, I just keep getting roped in. I want more for women, just overall women. Forget women of color, forget white women, forget Asian women. Women overall, y'all need to do better. You are the prize, not a man. And it's sad because every time I get on social media, y'all just keep showing me why the man is the quote-unquote prize, and I hate that for y'all. Anywho, that's why he was trending. Nick Cannon just always trending. Nick Cannon is the Abraham of our generation. You ever seen that graph? It was a post on Twitter. It was a graph of like what old kids will look like by 2050, and somebody has said, yes, if we allow Nick Cannon to continue reproducing, this is what old kids will look like by 2030. And I thought it was pretty funny. You guys remember, okay, so this is what else is trending. You guys remember Eric Snowden? So allegedly, President Putin of Russia just granted citizenship to Edward Snowden. So if you guys are not sure about Edward Snowden is basically a person who used to work for, I believe, NASA. If I'm not NASA, excuse me, and the NSA. I was about to say NASA. He worked for the NSA and kind of like sold trade secrets and leaked it to, you know, various people of stature, also online, and basically fled to Russia to escape extradition, and also, of course, I really got bit by a mosquito, y'all, and also to expand on what am I chatting about? This mosquito threw me for a loop. But I'm just wondering how it bit through leggings. But anyway, as far as it goes with that, it's crazy how he was able to escape that persecution and now he has full citizenship. But I feel like he's doing that as a political move. Putin hasn't been too pleased with us, but we're not here to please you. You could go to Jocelyn for that. But he'll be all right. Edward Snowden, if America really wants him, they know how to go get him. But yeah. What else is trending is Italy. They have a election going on right now. And allegedly, the right side and fascist side is supposed to win, which is, I guess, horrible for Italy. I don't really know. I remember Italy was on the side of the Axis when it was time to fight. So, Italy, shame on you. I'll never forget that. Yeah, I was really quick to just jump forward and go take the side of the Germans. But, you know, good luck to whatever fascism comes to your country, if that's what you guys want. And another thing that's trending, and I'll end with this, because I feel like the other one, as far as it goes with what else is trending, is not important. And I will not sit there and empower female beef. So I feel like that's unnecessary to even talk about today. And if you are on the internet and you know what goes on, then you should definitely know what I'm talking about as far as non-woman empowerment. But the last thing I'm going to talk about is Hurricane Ian. Like, guys, a hurricane is literally coming to the South. Like, I really feel for Louisiana, Florida, Georgia. And I heard it's supposed to be really, really bad anywhere between... Hi, how are you? Anywhere between. Lately, Migos has dog street beef with the other dogs on the block, so I'm holding. I'm holding as I record. But like I was saying, there's a really bad hurricane coming to the South. It's supposed to be anywhere between a level 3 and a level 4. And I'm a little concerned because I heard the news at first when they first hit Bermuda. Well, the hurricane, I heard about it last week about it hitting Bermuda. And funny enough, I don't think now that you could get down, that it should, well, it probably is still going to hit Bermuda, but I'm not sure the severity of it. Like, my mom's on a cruise right now in Bermuda, and I was like, you got to be careful, like, it's a hurricane coming. She was like, actually, the hurricane is leaving when I get there. And I'm just like, okay. But funny enough, I didn't know that the kids, I was on a TikTok live yesterday, and I heard the kids were out of school due to the hurricane. So that kind of frightens me because Floridians don't cancel school for anything. So I was just, not that I was hoping, but I am hoping that, you know, everything is okay, because that's a little scary sounding that, you know, school is canceled because this hurricane is coming and then it's supposed to be a hurricane, a category 3 by Wednesday. I mean, and hurricanes are unpredictable, so you never know what that looks like. And I know this wind is going to be picked up all in my podcast, but I mean, it's worth it. I hope it doesn't sound too bad. Right, Migos? Migos is such a funny dog, you guys. Like, he has the most, like, human eyes ever. Like, he looks like a little person. But, yeah, that is the topics for today. Definitely not amusing. And I hate going on the internet because I feel like it's just always bad news or something that kind of, like, conceives negativity. Oh, and I also want to discuss this case before I even jump into being selfless. And it's kind of is the perfect segue. But there was a woman in Colorado, I believe, who cops arrested. Let me express what occurred. There was a woman who got arrested in Colorado, but the way the cops pulled over, they kind of pulled over on a railroad track. And in the midst of pulling over a railroad track, they didn't notice that the signage was up, that it was warning people to go forward and, rid themselves from the highway. But in the midst of the government don't want me to talk about this. I'm just kidding. But in the midst of trying to arrest the woman, They basically went forward and left her in a car while a train came. So basically the train destroyed the cop car. And the lady broke 6 ribs, a sternum. I think she broke her leg. It was just like a whole bunch of injuries. But she was only 20 years old. One, I can't wait for her to get the money she deserves and the money that's awarded to her. But two, why are cops the same people that people are, oh, Blue Lives Matter, not all cops. Why do they get to continuously fuck up with us as citizens, but nobody else gets to have that leisure as a citizen? Why do public servants get to fully fuck up, fully get to go forward and leave a woman in a car while a train hits it? But me as a civilian and me as a citizen, I'm supposed to remain calm under police guise. That just made me really look at officers of the law as disgusting because I didn't like how that went about. Like, how do you sit there and not only, one, not take the woman out of her car, but allow her to get hit? And then the door was open. Nobody thought to grab her before the train came. And two, no, this is the most important reason. Why would you sit there and park on a railroad track as an officer of the law? Like, common sense training didn't teach y'all to go forward and not do those things. It was just a bit weird to me, like the story, everything. And people are sitting there like, oh, and then there's another topic, which I'm, again, segueing into right versus wrong, black versus white. There was a woman who mooned somebody in front of a cop and then tried to run away. And yes, she was. And instead of chasing her, the cop was a black woman, she tased her. And everybody was like, oh, well, you shouldn't do that. That's over policing. That's, what did they say? That's wrongful policing. But if she was a woman of color or a person of color, it would have been a gun in her back, not a taser. So I feel like she got the better end of the stick, first and foremost. But secondly, she was also able to go and tell that story the next day. That story was clear as day, and I'm happy the person recording got it, because you know how they would have tried to sit there and fault the woman of color officer for going forward and basically doing that. Yeah, that's the policing we have in this country at the moment. Hashtag Blue Lives Matter, I guess. But transitioning into selflessness, I feel like a lot of the problems of today's society with Migos would be solved if people were less selfish and more selfless. It only takes a community to do something. And I feel like when people are, of course, like, okay, so let me say this. Of course, very similarly to making sure you're okay, you always have to make sure you're good before helping other people, don't get me wrong. But in the same boat, there are a lot of people who have the knowledge, have the skill set, have the education to go forward and help somebody out in need. Helping someone out doesn't always mean money. Helping someone out doesn't always mean connection. Helping someone else doesn't always mean network. And sometimes helping someone out is just sitting still and talking to them, letting them know that you understand. And, you know, you've been through it or you understand what that's like. And if more people did that, I feel like more people would be able to go through this life thing without feeling alone, or also go through this life thing without it battering them down or putting them in this depressed state. But unfortunately, that's not the society we live in at the moment, but we can get there. And I think that's pretty awesome that we are taking a stride slowly but surely. For one, as much as people are like, oh, woke culture, cancel culture, I think of it as accountability, one. But two, I also think of it more importantly as groupthink. You guys can't cancel people without no valid reason. But I also look at it, like I said, as holding people accountable, taking accountability. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, so if a celebrity made a joke about somebody being fat or talked about a low point in their life, people would laugh. Nowadays, it's like, that's not funny. You're a jerk. You're an asshole. Find better jokes. And instead of people saying, you know what, that's true, find better jokes, find better stuff to kiki and laugh about, people are kind of mad that people are holding other people accountable. Oh, you guys are so sensitive. Oh, you guys are so this. It's not about sensitivity. It's about not knowing you can't speak to everybody how you want to speak to everybody. And I feel like that's what a lot of people miss. Not everybody's going to kiki with you. Not everybody's going to even clobber you. But you need to be able to distinguish the two. Like, know who you're talking to, know your audience. And that's another thing too. I feel like if every American took a public speaking class or took a communication class or a comm class, they would know how to be present and how to speak with people. And I feel like that lacks in this world. People don't know how to read the room, like, at all. And that's what gets a lot of discourse misconstrued, but in the same breath, a lot of communication feedback kind of cut. And I feel like if people were more, not obtuse, but that's a good word, if people were more transparent in how they communicated and took the education, and that's another thing too, people don't want to be educated. If people decided to be more educated in this world and took that extra step for knowledge, they wouldn't be able to go forward and basically, you know, be in this mindset of, oh, I'm smarter than you, oh, I don't need this, oh, Google that. And can we just talk about it? Google is not a source. Google is where you find the sources. So I hate when people are like, Google is free. Google is not free. Google is far from free. Google can get you there. It's like getting into the club. Google is the door. Google is the door. To go forward and get a section, you gotta pay. To get a drink, you gotta pay. So that's a good, you know, that y'all will understand that. Google is like the front door of the club. The resources are the club. The drink, resource, you gotta pay for that. Another resource, section, gotta pay for that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's not every day that people should just feel like they can just go through this world and be uneducated. And that's something I hate, because I'm a very educated person and I'm educated by choice. Like, and I feel like people just feel like they can go through this world and be like, I can say whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. It's my life. Not thinking about the collectivism versus the individualism and individualistic mindset. However, I also feel that people should be able to go forward and express how they want to be, express how they want to be expressed, or express what they want to express without judgment. But a lot of the times, y'all just saying a bunch of bullshit, and I have to be very blunt about that. And I feel like that stems from being uneducated. Like, I can get on social media today and be like, I feel like Bill Clinton is a butthole because he cheated on Hillary Clinton. Where's my facts? Where's my background? Where's any data supporting that claim?
Hey, little red guy.
So, I just feel like that's a place we need to go forward and shift from. It's nothing to go forward and educate yourself. It's nothing to go forward and shift from being ignorant. And I feel like that all the time, because even me as a person who's very educated, I can be even more educated. There's a whole area that I may not know. See, and that's one thing about it. I'm transparent. I would never sit there and go to, for example, I would never go to, say, for example, a pharmaceutical company or a psychology company and be like, well, this is why this drug doesn't work. and just give my opinion on it, having no facts, no background. You can't go forward and do that. However, I feel like a lot of people go forward and just feel like they can speak on things they don't know. And that aggravates me too, especially as a communicator and a communication specialist. You can't just go forward and say whatever the hell you want. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. And I feel like a lot of people go forward and do that. And that's what kind of shifts the whole discourse on social media. A bunch of people talking about nothing. A bunch of people feeling like they're accurate in what they say and not having facts to go behind it. So much so now that they're kind of shifting the media narrative to fake news. And as a person who's also a communicator but also a journalist, it upsets me because there are people who are really hard working in the field that actually are credible and do what they need to do and follow rules in order to be a journalist or to be a communicator. And you guys are just totally throwing their career and their job or their creative space or whatever they do in the garbage. And that kind of sucks, because if you can dispute fact-checking news or you can dispute platforms like news, you could dispute anything. You could sit there and say a doctor's not right in their diagnosis. You could say a lawyer or a judge is not right in their judgment. So my thing is, like, we need to shift. Well, honestly, like I said, we need to shame haters back into their corner, because I feel like people are just saying whatever they need to say without thinking of the responsibility or flaw in their action. And you can't just be in this world saying ABC if it's a DEF. Don't matter what your opinion is. And that's what bothers me too. People sit there and don't know the difference between an opinion and how you use an opinion. Oh, that's my opinion. Oh, that's my opinion. I think the sky is red. That's my opinion. That's not an opinion. That's an ignorant comment. An opinion is saying, I know the sky is blue, but I think it would look better red. That's an opinion. You saying something as factually does not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you saying your opinion factually doesn't make it right. And I wish people would understand what an opinion is. And I'm going to give y'all the definition, because I feel like it's not discussed enough what an opinion is. An opinion. It is a statement based on facts, but I'm going to say it. A view or judgment formed about something not necessarily based on fact or knowledge. Oh, so they changed up the definition. Because last time I checked, it was a belief. See, Merriam-Webster has a different definition from Oxford. So Oxford's definition is a view or judgment formed about something not necessarily based on fact or knowledge, which they definitely just changed that for the ignorant people. But Merriam-Webster's definition is a belief based on experience and on certain facts, but not amounting to sure knowledge. Exactly. That's the definition I'm going to go with. A belief based on experience and on certain facts, but not amounting to sure knowledge. So you have that guise of a fact. You have that guise of that knowledge, but you're still deciding to not fully educate yourself and then go forward and still give your shitty opinion. That's the problem with today's society. And then the way you guys communicate it is not even communicating it well. You guys suck at communicating. Y'all sit there and y'all discuss in an all entirety like, oh, well, that's because I feel that way. It's right because I feel that way. Or you're insulting to get your point across, like, oh, well, that's why you're ugly. That's why you're fat. That's why this. Or, of course, a slur. You know, the racists have to always go forward and throw out, you know, you're uneducated, you're stupid, or, you know, whatever. But I wish these bees would go away. Like, it's literally no sun outside and it's no flowers. Like, but anyway, I just feel like we also have to take strides in communication discourse and also take strides in knowledge to also be able to be selfless. People are selfish, I feel, because they're ignorant. If I didn't know about knowledge and facts, if I didn't take the time to educate myself on that, I'd probably be ignorant too. I'd probably be a selfish person too. And it all ties, I hate to say it like this, but into the Conservative Party, because to them, especially right now, and can we discuss that? It's getting very selfish. One, me as a politician, me as a leader in this world, me as anybody who goes forward and, you know, categorize myself as a politician or being in the government, and you're sitting there openly using people as warfare, is disgusting to me, in my opinion. I feel like what Greg Abbott of Texas did and what Ron DeSantis of Florida did was very selfish. At the end of the day, you may not agree with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's politics, but to use people and immigrants as that, as warfare, people leaving a country to escape one, maybe religious persecution or gang violence or, you know, what is it called? The cartel violence. And y'all sitting there just throwing them all around town like they're toys or dice. It was very, to me, it was very selfish and it was very ignorant. Oh, I don't want 10,000 immigrants in my square mileage country of over 40,000 square feet. Send them to Kamala Harris's house. Send them to Martha's Vineyard, to Obama's mansion. Like, you're just displacing people even worse. Now people have to sit there and be used as political pawns and wait to be housed, wait to start jobs, start in an area they may not have wanted to start in, start in an area that is not really. And Martha's Vineyard, come on, that's a tourist trap. Martha's Vineyard is popping, I would say, between late March and early October. So you have a 7-month grace. Besides that, what are people doing on Martha's Vineyard? So you got people now having to start lives and do jobs. And then on top of that, Martha's Vineyard is super expensive. A select few of the elites live there. A few politicians live there. People of status live there. So you're setting them up for failure, honestly, not success. Because who knows, one, how racist these elites are. Two, what they're doing with these people. Like, and that's another thing I saw on Twitter, too. Yesterday, I saw a thing on Twitter saying they basically the elites and people who are well off basically go forward and take these people and use them as pawns. So who knows what's going on? But y'all sat there and used these people for an agenda. And for what? And I can't believe people are still voting for Ron DeSantis or Greg Abbott. Like, Greg Abbott is an asshole. Texas, I want y'all to do better. Florida, I understand why y'all rocking with Ron DeSantis. He is doing a lot for the schools, giving back a lot of money, low tax, etc. But he's still an idiot, too. Like, hold your politicians accountable. And that's another thing about being selfless. Hold your politicians accountable. Because a lot of you guys are just going day by day, being ignorant, being foolish on who y'all voted in to run this country. And at the end of the day, y'all have to live here. I don't. You have to live here. I don't. But no, for real, like, I would want the place I live, the country I am a national of, to do better. But people are not thinking that way. People are just thinking of moving forward and just being, again, selfish. And I feel like we need to shift from those strides of selfish and move to selflessness. But I'm never begging a person to change their outlook. One thing about me, I feel like people should discuss it. People should talk about it. People should be able to move forward and do what's necessary to be selfless. But true word, that selfishness will win every time. Every time, every time. But let me discuss, and I don't want to drag it on too long. Last podcast was really long, and this one seems like it's going to be a little bit longer. But to be fair, the reason why it's so long today is because I'm outside again. It's easily distractions. Migos is out here with me, and I'm not blaming Migos. I'm just saying he's out here with me. I have to watch him. You know, other people live in my parents' neighborhood too, and of course, they have to do their daily activities and their daily routine. So that also guides it too. The weather, I didn't think it was going to be so windy when I came outside because it was definitely super sunny. Now it's kind of accumulating clouds, and I wonder if that means it's going to rain. But not to stray, what I mean is the strides I'm taking to be selfless is, one, Tizzy Talks, that platform is to go forward and, of course, project people and, you know, discuss their creative gift while also trying to be, you know, have some comedic relief, but also using this platform as well to uplift and share the people in my circle or the people I know of in my friend circle or in my circle that are doing the damn thing. Last week, I shouted out my friend Versace, who does photography, and I want to give y'all her page too because you guys have to check it out. I think it's really amazing what she does, and just looking through an eye that most photographers don't have. But guys, if you're interested, her Instagram is world.ofversace, and that's world.ofversace, World of Versace. And her, guys, amazing, amazing, amazing. amazing. Please just go out and engage for that. Engage with that content for me. And again, like I said earlier as well, daily views and why. Also go up, run their page up and go engage too. Follow, share, like, support your friends, support your community. It's nothing to give support. Support is free. And one thing about me, I always feel like that's one way I'm being selfless, just going forward and supporting all. Anybody's walk of life, anybody's path. I feel like we all are creatives. We all have our journey. So why aren't you going forward and supporting that person in whatever they may do? You know, and that creativity is ultimately up to them. It's not up to you. Art may be creative for one, but in another breath, wood chucking, construction, other trades that may be creative as well to a person. So I feel like just go forward and support your circle and your circle circle and your circle circle circle, or even your square, people you don't really rock with. It's nothing to support. What else am I doing in ways to be selfless? Making sure I pray, making sure I'm putting myself out there for people should they not know what to do in as far as marketing or communication, but should they not know what to do with their business, what that looks like, what that business acumen on that business plan it looks like. I love to go forward and help people with that. I even love to just be there as an ear. If you want to vent, if you just want to get on the phone and cry, I'm a person who is very judgmentalist or unjudgy, or what is the opposite of judgmental? Like, my brain is fried. And to be fair, I only got 4 hours of sleep today. So, yeah, I didn't want to sleep in all day, but I was not tired last night. So, I'm trying to think, what is the opposite of judgmental? What is the antonym for judgmental? Judgmentalist. let me see what it is. Similar is critical, fault-finding, censorious. But what is the synonym of a judgmental person? Oh, sorry, antonym. Synonym is the same. Root words, guys. Synonymous, similar. What is non-judgmental? Well, I'm like judgmentalist, non-judgmental or uncritical, or yeah, I don't want to be too critical of people's walks of life. And that's what I feel like I've been doing, to be selfless too, being non-judgmental, allowing people to speak, allowing people to guide. And another way I'm learning how to be selfless is not allowing people's negativity or breakdown or low point be why I have a low point. Guys, and I didn't say this last podcast, but my main thing this year is learning how to be less reactory. I don't want to be too reactionary to everything I'm doing, because I feel like in the past, that's always how I reacted. Like, oh my God, super out of pocket, super angry, super, you know, judgmental, super just out of pocket. And I don't want to be that person anymore. So I've decided not to be. And that's the way I decide to go forward and stay selfless. And my laptop locked, so that's pretty cool. And I hope it's still recording. And it is. But yeah, that's how I want to go forward and be less selfless. What else am I thinking about? And yeah, that's really it for today's show. How is one way you guys are being less selfless this week or this month or this year or even in your 5 to 10 years? What's one way you can be less selfless in this world? Share with me, DM me, text me. I'm also going to do a poll like I always do on Spotify. But also I'm going to do a poll on my Instagram and my Twitter. and guys, go check out my link trees for both the Shantizzy Podcast and Tizzy Talks. I did my thing. Like, it looks so professional. It kind of gives very formal, and I really like it. Also, am looking for people to interview, not only for Tizzy Talks, but the Shantizzy Podcast as well. I love having guests, y'all. It's nothing to do a Zoom platform where we're all talking. It's nothing to book a room and just do a platform where we're all speaking. It's nothing to come visit me and have a glass of wine and sit outside and chat, or sit inside and chat. You know, I love doing this. I love not only giving my perspective, but getting other people's perspective and garnering that into a full-blown perspective of what our lens of life looks like. But thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. I just seen one of those bugs they tell you to kill. Thank you guys for listening. I just burnt the shit out of it. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys for listening week after week after week after week. And, you know, just sharing it and giving your feedback or posting on your story. Even if you never listen, just sharing it and getting that, you know, that engagement, that reach. I appreciate you. And yeah, guys, let's have a successful week. I'll see you guys back here on Friday talking my trash, unedited, unfiltered. And I'm also excited for you guys to see the first episode of Tizzy Talks this Saturday, guys. I'm fiending. All right, guys, have a good one. Bye.